Hey, good morning, everyone.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Very good. Hey, what a difference a win makes in terms of mood all around the world, especially here in Packer country, huh?
Yeah, definitely. It's all about winning, and there's nothing like winning, and especially in the playoffs. I mean, just the sideline, the locker room, the plane ride home. So, I mean, that's what it's all about from a team perspective.
It's really cool, week to week, that I know for 17 weeks you guys look at it as win one game, and everybody else has already projected out what the end of the season record's going to be for you on paper, but you get to the playoffs, and it literally is win one game. It doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter what you think could happen down the road. Just win a game, and then you'll see the way it shakes out.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the playoff football, it's so competitive because, I mean, you only have one game. I mean, it's not like other sports where you have a series. So, and as we know, anything can happen in any game, and anything can happen in any play in a game. So, and that's what you got to work for and prepare for, and that's why you always trust the process and don't worry about the result. Frankly, winning in Washington is a huge hurdle to get over because I always felt the toughest game of the playoffs, going back to even the year we went to the Super Bowl, the hardest game is always that first one. And whether you're a wild card team or if you're a team with a bye, the first game is so difficult because it's the start of a new season and there's different anxieties and different things you have to deal with. The pace is different. So just having that first game under our belt gives us great confidence going into Arizona.
So going into Arizona, a team coming off the bye, Coach, how much, in terms of preparation, can you really glean from not only the last time you played them, which in NFL terms was 1,000 years ago when you consider that you've played a couple of games, but the fact that they haven't really played in a while either?
Well, that's the anxiety of having the bye week. Obviously, the bye week is great for your football team, the health of your football team. I mean, you look at what we're going through right now. Just, we have a couple of guys that are going to be close to making it. So if you had that week, you'd have more information and more time for your team to heal. So that's definitely the benefit. But the other part of it is they haven't played. So and now you got a team that's coming, into your home stadium that just, won a game 6 days ago. And frankly, we're galvanized and we got the battle. We're coming right out of one fight, jumping into another. So I really like the way this thing lines up.
I have to admit, Coach, going online today and seeing only two players miss practice, that's such a refreshing thing to see for once.
Yes, we're getting better, and I'll just say that, I mean, this team, this group of men, they're a lot of fun to coach, very committed, doing everything they can, and our medical staff and strength and conditioning and nutritionists and so forth, we have a great network in place that, they have all the resources here to get healthy, get ready each and every week, and our players are maxing it out.
And then, of course, Davante Adams starts to get in the game and starts to see some action, make things happen last week, and then he dings a knee. Is it a common reaction when a player comes off the field to basically tell you right away, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay, and then you mentioned that you heard a little different story from the trainers about 2 minutes later, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think it's the competitive nature of each and every player, and that's why there's a testing process before they put any player back on the field because you got to make sure they can protect themselves. Do what's necessary to perform.
Who has the final say in that, the trainer or the player?
Dr. McKenzie has the final say. I mean, a player has to be medically cleared to go back on the field.
All right, so Powerball, everybody got their tickets. Aaron said he's buying an NHL team. If you were to win the Powerball ever, what would you buy?
Yeah, that's a great question. I never really thought of that. Jessica and I, we're both kind of addicted to construction, so I think we'd probably build something.
Speaking of that, have you seen the Extreme Sandbox? It's in Minnesota. You go in there, and it's a sandbox for grown men and women that you can just play with all of the construction stuff.
Oh, cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You should look it up. I'm just saying. You'd be very interested.
You don't have to buy one, though, do you?
No.
Thinking, though, maybe you should buy that.
Right. Buy yourself a backhoe.
Yeah.
Just go nuts.
What's she going to do?
Yeah.
Hey-o.
What?
Inappropriate.
Yeah, very inappropriate. All right, listen, we got to go. We got stuff to do here. But
first time you cut me off. I love it.
Listen, we got to run, Coach. We got a show to do.
Well, all right. I like to hang out all this morning with you.
Let me guess. Murphy's going to say, hey, Coach, go out there and get us a win.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, I know. Can you change it up?
I expect a win.
Out there and give me a big playoff victory. Or something.
Listen, I expect
jazz it up. Little New Orleans. You just talk when you're down there.
Can I get a word in here? Just win the damn game.
No, say next time we talk to you, we're going to be talking to you about NFC Championship game, bitches.
Get out there, get us a win. Have a great weekend, bud.
All right, thanks, Murph.